Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. You are tuned into an open mic episode honoring fathers in lieu of Father's Day yesterday. Welcome, just to let you know, anyone and everyone is welcome to speak. I do have a question for both poets who will be sharing poetry this evening as well as listeners. And please feel free at any time to share your memories of a father figure or a father or just a dad that you would like to shout out real quick. But before we get into all the details, because I'm super excited about this episode, please allow me to introduce myself. My name is Dee Dee Wright. I am the host of the Poetic Soul Talk Show. I am also the author of Poetry to Life, Youth Struggle, Love, Please Support Me If Possible. The book was published in 2012 and can be purchased in hardbook cover, soft cover, ebook format at authorshouse.com, amazon.com, Barnes & Noble's, Google Books, most places books are sold. If you're interested in receiving an autographed copy, please visit my website, poeticsoulinc.com, and you can purchase it there. In addition to that, I am also the owner of a small business called Poetic Soul Inc., providing writing services and inspirational gifts for people. Please check my website out, subscribe, poeticsoulinc.com, and a veteran teacher of English language arts in the Bronx for the last 13 years and counting down, 4 days left till school ends in New York City. So now that I've introduced myself, I'm definitely looking forward to speaking to the audience members and loyal listeners this evening. Let me go through the protocols. They were suspended last week, Thursday, if you weren't aware, in lieu of poet Tupac's birthday episode, but they're back in effect. So the first rule would be please do not use any profanity. I know we all have constitutional rights, but we just don't want anyone listening to be offended. So if necessary, please improv if you're using any profanity at all. If you have not yet followed the talk show, please do so. You can do so right now while I'm speaking. Visit blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife, 2 being the number 2, and follow the show as well as tune in to any of the over 50 episodes that we've recorded thus far, all available in podcast at blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife, again being the number 2. If you would like to speak on the air this evening, your voice is welcome. I look forward to hearing you. However, I do ask that you mute background noise because it does interfere with our ability to hear each other clearly. So please don't be in the kitchen cooking, using pots and pans and banging spoons and stuff against any noise whatsoever. Just please mute it so that we can hear one another. Also, if you would like to speak on the air and this is your first time tuning in, welcome. You must press *1 on the phone line so that I'll know you're in queue and I will definitely get to your call before the end of the episode. If you're listening on blogtalkradio.com, please feel free to utilize the chat box to send questions, comments, feedback, and I will definitely read them aloud on the air this evening. So now that we've gotten through all of that, this episode is a very significant episode, in my opinion, because it's unfortunate that the most reported statistics and facts are about fathers who are not actively involved in their children's lives, and the ones that are don't seem to get as much credit as they should. So this evening's episode is not to bash dads, not to bash baby dads, not to come and to this episode with any bitterness and negativity. We really want to honor and pay tribute to those fathers who have made it their business to be a part of their children's lives or a child's life in general, because we all know it takes more than just being present to be a quote-unquote father. And so with that being said, whenever you all are ready, please press *1 on the phone line so that I can get to you. I do want to remind you all that are tuned in, this Thursday, in 3 days, we will be celebrating a year of Poetic Soul Talk Show being on the air. It will be a 90-minute episode, and it's an open mic edition. I definitely would like everyone to not only tune in, but please update your social media, text people that you know, slam, that need inspiration, that would like inspiration, to call in to wish all of us, not just myself, a happy anniversary. It has been a beautiful past 12 months, and the people that I've met via this talk show are really inspiration for me to continue on. So definitely don't forget about Thursday's episode. It will be 90 minutes to celebrate our anniversary, and it will be an open mic episode, so you can definitely call in and spit whatever it is you choose to share with the audience. I am going to go to the phone lines, but quick message, I am trying to load the chat box or the chat room, and it's acting up. So if you're listening online and you don't, and you're not able to send me messages, or you see that I'm not reading them because I can't see it, please email the talk show, poeticsoultalkshow@gmail.com, and I do have access to my email during this episode. I will read your questions, comments, feedback that way. I'm going to the phone lines. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
This is Wayne Dawson. I'm calling from Alabama.
Hello. How are you from Alabama?
I'm well.
That's great. I know your voice.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is Wing Dog.
Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show this evening. I was going to throw a question out there, but I didn't want to keep you on hold too long. So perhaps you can answer the question, and if you don't want to, that's fine too. But there's a lot of controversy when it comes to people wishing mothers a happy Father's Day. Of course, single parents who may or may not have a connection to the father of their child or children, they have now Hallmark cards that say, Dear Mom, Happy Father's Day. And, you know, it kind of boggles my brain. I always give my mother something for Father's Day. Not that I'm trying to call her a dad. My dad is deceased. But how do you feel about women being wished a happy Father's Day?
Well, that is a kind of a difficult question because I really, I mean, it's really to me each his own. But I mean, personally, the day is set aside for fathers. You know, mothers are recognized on Mother's Day, and I just
right.
I do realize there's a lot of. A lot of single moms out there, but also there are some single fathers, and do they get that same accolade on Mother's Day?
Yep.
Do any mothers wish them, wish single fathers happy
Mother's Day? Right.
So, that's a nice twist. There are some
mm-hmm.
men out there that are taking care of, alone, that got custody of their kids. So, I mean, not like I said, once again, to each his own, and it ain't really nothing wrong one way or the other, but I just think, I think the day is set aside for men and should be honored as such, and that's not to undermine those women that are out there doing some of the things, but it's still, they cannot take the place,
Please, because I'm the host, because I have some feelings about it. I'm trying to remain neutral, and you are preaching, and I appreciate it coming from you. You were going to say that women can't be fathers. Was that what you were going to say?
Yes. I mean, they're not, biological speaking, they're not men.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not fathers, and vice versa. You know what I'm saying? They can, as sad as it may be, the father's presence may not be there in that child's life, but a mother can do all that, but they still need a male figure to emulate or to see, to notice, to recognize,
right,
what a man is.
I agree. Thank you so much for putting it. I get it. I completely understand, and I appreciate
offend nobody, especially the
mm-mm.
single mothers. But I just think that they should be set aside and recognized as such. Because, like I said, I ain't never heard nobody, no man, being wished happy Mother's Day or Mother's Day.
I haven't either, and I didn't even think about it in that capacity until you threw it out there. And it's the same question in the reverse. I agree. I do agree and completely understand. And that's a powerful point. But Hallmark doesn't make cards that I know of for single fathers on Mother's Day. About 3 or 4 years ago, while scrolling through, I did see a card for mothers on Father's Day, and I was like, wow. It kind of really struck me. So I just wanted to throw that question out there this evening. And you're not offending anyone. This is your opinion and your voice, and you're welcome to share it, as everyone else tuned in is also welcome to share their thoughts and opinions on that question. I definitely appreciate you answering it. Do you have a poem to share with us? Because you have some deep poetry.
Yeah, I have this piece, and it's called In His Image.
In His Image. Well, I love the title, and whenever you're ready, we're listening.
Okay. And God said, let us make man in our image. Adam begat Seth, a son in his own likeness. Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac begat Jacob. Jesse begat David, and David begat Solomon. Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary. Thousands of generations of men since, shepherds, princes, players, pastors, presidents, construction workers, architects, mayors, governors, kings, professional leaders, doctors, astronauts, farmers, and teachers. From the Garden of Eden, sands of Egypt, the rainforests of Ghana, to the plantations deep in the south and inner cities in the north, to the shores of the Atlantic and beaches on the Pacific, come real men of all sizes and hues, created in His image. Imagine from the hand of holiness, El Shaddai shaped, molded, and made greatness, sanctified and set apart for good works. And who would have thought such could come from dirt? Jesus and the 12 disciples, including the Apostle Paul, Moses, Mandela, Marcus, Malcolm, and Martin, resided in the house of God, men, fathers, created in His image. Deacons, elders, pastors, and bishops roamed the hall. Far from perfect, every man have their issues and have made mistakes and faced temptations, weathered several storms, many trials and tribulations, even dealing with painful thorns in the flesh. Segregation can separate us from success. A noose can hang our ambitions, nor lynch our determination, and bitter hatred can stop the love that flows in our hearts. See, we have been fighting the good fight of faith from the start. Created in His image, we have slain giants with a slingshot. We enlisted and fought on many battlefields. We are the Buffalo Soldier and the Tuskegee Airmen. We rode and invoked and started a revolution. Put our fists together in the Black Panther movement. Gil Scott Heron, Nate Turner, Huey B. Newton. We are inventors, authors, politicians, and lawyers. George Washington Carver's and Ralph Ellison, Barack Obama's and Thurgood Marshall's. We are musicians, comedians, entertainers, and Oscar-winning actors. The Duke Ellison, Richard Pryor, Sammy Davis Jr., Sidney and Denzel Washington's. Hard-working athletes, businessmen excelling in several arenas. Jackie Robinson, the Joe Louis's, the Jim Browns, the Arthur Ashe, the Tiger Woods, the Michael Jordans. God clay creation, we are sons, brothers, fathers, husbands, grandfathers, uncles, nephews, role models, and godfathers. God-fearing real men created in His image.
Oof. You took my breath away. That piece, that was a beautiful, beautiful piece. I mean, from the Bible verses to the names mentioned. And every time you call, you know, you provide us with a little bit of history within your poetry, even within just a name being shared. I mean, Sammy Davis Jr., it's unfortunate that, you know, we tend to forget these things, but grateful that you just reminded us. Thank you so much for sharing that piece.
Oh, thank you for this platform, for this venue, for just even the theme of this show tonight, that we are able to salute men and fathers. So, I mean, it's so many times we are portrayed in a negative light on our stereotype.
Yep.
Our type. So it is it's a honor and just a privilege to be recognized in a positive light and to be honored and with a tribute as such. So I thank you, and I like the fact that you asked for no negativity. You know, let the fathers and the men have that without that. You know, because with so much negativity that's out there, you know, on
it
a
is.
Daily, we can set that aside and truly honor the hearts of men.
Of fathers, that's right. And happy Father's Day to you. And please tune in, if you can, on Thursday at the same time. We'll be celebrating a year anniversary of the Poetic Soul Talk Show, and it will be yet another open mic episode. And so I'm personally inviting you, if you are available, to please call in with a poem to share with us. We're going to be celebrating one more time this week.
All right. I will try to do that if I'm available Thursday. What time Thursday?
Same time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're in Alabama. It's the same time down there, 8 o'clock.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, I will, if I'm around, if I'm at here at the home, I will do that. So thank you for the invite.
You're very welcome. Thank you. And stay tuned in if you'd like, if possible. And we're going to have some more tribute poems in a moment.
Okay. I'm going to go off the phone. I'm going to listen from my computer online.
Okay. Great. Thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Good night. That was an exceptional piece, and I see that there are others waiting to speak, and I'm going to be with you in a moment. I just want to throw two statistics out there. As per the U.S. Census for 2014, because obviously the data hasn't been collected for 2015 yet, but fathers at that point in time have been 70% of fathers pay child support in the United States of America. Less than 35% of fathers are in the households raising their children. But three-quarters of that amount of fathers that, you know, completed the census or whatever, however they collect the data, three-fourths of those fathers are financially and or physically supporting their children. And so we hear all of these statistics that, you know, fathers aren't doing their jobs. And, you know, unfortunately, the data speaks differently. Way more are doing what they're supposed to do for their children than are not. And so, like I said at the beginning of the show, y'all are tuned into the Saluting Fathers episode. We're not bashing fathers this evening. We're celebrating and honoring them for who they are or for who have raised us and nurtured us, whether it is our biological fathers or a father figure. And we have many, many of those. If, you know, you were unaware, please feel free to share your poetry and thoughts by pressing *1 if you're listening on the phone lines. If you're listening online, you may have to email the show with comments and feedbacks because the chat box is still not up. But please feel free to email poetictoltalkshow@gmail.com, and I will read your comments and feedback over the air this evening. I'm going to the phone lines. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to, and where are you calling from?
I believe this is Steve Howe calling from Arkansas.
Steve from Arkansas. How are you this evening, Steve?
I'm doing great this evening. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. I'm very happy that you called this evening. You've been MIA just for a little while, and we always welcome your presence on the show. So do you mind answering that question, Steve, in reference to whether or not it's appropriate or how you feel about single mothers and mothers being wished a happy Father's Day?
I think it's acceptable because there's single mothers out there that have to take on that role. I don't see anything wrong with it at all. I mean, if the father's not going to step up and play his role, then by all means, I'm not afraid to tell a woman Happy Father's Day.
Okay. Well,
as far as the men go, I think it's more of a complex in the men that I don't know that I would want somebody to tell me Happy Mother's Day.
Well, now we're getting ready to get into the issue of sexism, because why is it? Because there are single fathers out there, but you feel like you wouldn't want to be wished a happy Mother's Day.
Well, I think you hear more about the single mothers than you do the single fathers. So
you absolutely do. You definitely do hear more about the single women, but the single mothers. But there are, I know two in particular that are raising their children, two fathers raising their children alone, and I would never text them Happy Mother's Day. I know that would could cause a disagreement possibly, so I get it, but
right.
I wish we, you know, had more time to dig deeper into it, which we don't. So do you have a poem for us this evening?
I do, actually. This is a poem that, my father, I don't know if, a little bit of my background, but my real father died when I was 4 years old. So
Oh, wow.
I don't know him. I got two memories of him, but luckily I was blessed enough to have a stepdad come into my life that was with my mother for 15 years. They never got married, but I call the man my stepdad, my dad, because he's the closest thing to a father figure I've ever had, and he is that man in my life. So I wrote this poem for him for Father's Day and gave it to him as a gift.
That's beautiful. Yes, please read that. We're listening whenever you're ready.
I appreciate you being the man that you didn't and don't have to be. I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being a father to me. It takes a lot of courage for a man to step up to the plate and raise kids that aren't his own. And that's something I can appreciate. I know there definitely had to be times when it was probably tough, but you stuck it out. And again, I can't thank you enough. You're definitely the closest father figure that I've ever had. And I'm pretty sure any kid would be pretty proud to call you dad. I know my dad has to be proud of the way you raised his kid. And there again, I know it wasn't easy, but look at what you did. I sometimes wonder if you wished you would have had children of your own. In my eyes, I'll always be a child of yours, even though I'm grown. You've done a fine job, and you still continue to do so. I look forward to many more years of you watching me grow. I hope I can become a man that my children will look up to, the way that I've always looked up to you. So I just wanted to thank you and let you know how much I care. You've stuck beside us through everything and have always been there. That really means the world to me, so I hope you enjoy this day because you've provided me with a gift that I can never repay.
Beautiful, Steve. That's beautiful. I love it because it is always, you know, we need to be reminded of motherhood and fatherhood. You know, it doesn't take a common bloodline or, you know, necessarily DNA to warrant that title at all. And that was a beautiful tribute.
I think even diving further into it, you would also have to know that this man, you know, when him and my mother split up, it was on some crazy terms, but he continued to let me and my brother stay in the house with him for, you know, probably 6 months, you know, after they split up, and
wow,
and still continues to be in our life, and he's a huge part of my life. So not very many men would do that.
Nope, you're right. You're absolutely right. And to him, we take off our hats and pay him homage to him this evening as well. Thank you so much for calling in, Steve. Are you going to be calling in on Thursday?
You know, I may dial in. You never know. I can't lie. I told you I'd be there.
Okay. Thank you so much. I was getting ready to send you a text message.
Lord willing. Lord willing.
God willing. Thank you so much forever and ever. For those of you that don't know, Steve is Stunning One on Instagram, has been down since before the show was even on the air. Definitely follow him and check out his poetry, and also check out the quote that I reposted from his page on the Poetic Soul Talk Show page on Instagram. It's just a dope quote. Thanks, Steve. Stay tuned in.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
You're welcome. Hold on one moment. We are on the open mic episode honoring and saluting fathers, and we just heard two beautiful poems, one of which called Is Made in His Image, and the other a tribute that Steve wrote to his stepdad, who is, for all intensive purposes, his dad, period. That step word sometimes throws me off because it's like a step down. I don't know why, you know, it's used as often as it is, especially when a person has such a hands-on role in your life continuously without any breaches or breaks in between, and despite it all. So, yes, we're honoring dads tonight. Please feel free to share your stories, shout your dad or dad figure out on the air this evening. If you're listening on the phone lines, please press star 1. You'll be put into queue, and I will definitely get to you before the end of the evening. If you're listening online, again, please email the show, poeticsoultalkshow@gmail.com, because the chat box is still loading. I guess it's not going to come up this evening. And also, mark your calendars. Please do not forget that this Thursday we'll be celebrating the one-year anniversary of the Poetic Soul Talk Show. I would just like the phone lines and chat box overflowing if possible. I'm going to go to the phone lines to the next caller. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
Good evening. It's the one and only Life is Choreo calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Greetings, Life is Choreo. How are you?
I'm doing good.
That's great. I know that, I know your story, a little bit of it. I'm not quite sure what you're sharing with the audience this evening, so I'm going to let you share what it is you called to share. But prior to, I would also like if you answered the question of the evening, should single mothers be wished a happy Mother's Day? Why or why not?
Well, I think the first brother kind of hit the nail on the head. I was just kind of listening in on, you know, what was said. And with all, you know, honor and, you know, praise due to the women who take on that role by themselves, I feel that, you know, that particular day should be a celebration, not just of fathers, per se, but fatherhood. I know that that's the way that it was in my house, and I certainly, you know, without taking anything away from the mothers who, you know, have to take on that role, it's not to take anything away from them, but, you know, I just feel like that day should be in celebration of fatherhood, not just fathers.
Okay. Okay. And you thoroughly explained why you feel that way. Thank you for sharing your answer to that question. Do you have a poem for us this evening?
I do. I do, actually. Before I recite my piece, I just wanted to, you know, let everyone know. I lost my dad about a year and a half ago. He was suffering from cancer. And it was just a whole litany of things that happened to him that he went out fighting. And I think his last request leaving the hospital was that he wished to be home with his family, because he could have very well crossed over into eternity at the hospital. But God granted him the one last wish to come home to be with his family, and I was at work when he crossed over. So this piece is kind of my thank you, you know, but it's in reverse. It's kind of him reading this piece to me. And the title is called Letter to My Son.
Oof. I'm ready. Whenever you're ready, we're listening.
My beloved son, don't you know that I see the sleepless tears that you cry? Please try not to be the hurt that I went home. Never ever feel like you're alone. Dry your eyes, soldier, because I know God told you. I'm with him, and no, I'm no longer there. Look within. Didn't I show you how to treat a lady? Maybe we laugh a little too hard at my mistake, but just take a second and close your eyes. Didn't I teach you with his help how to apply your unique wise? We talked about being good men and the struggles we face, and didn't I leave you my examples all over the place? I taught you how to stand up for yourself and for hearts to defend. Remember the way I taught you how to commit your spine upright, so it stands out and it doesn't blend. Friends in the realm of father and son, remember who was there when all of your awards were won. Remember who was there when your studies were done to lift the chin up, my beloved son. It might teach you how to care for the clan, to stand up tall and to be all of 6'2" as a real man. I showed you how to bypass hedonism to understand the promise that he is risen. I still remember your wide eyes just in the time that we spent and the measure of your treasure and what you meant to me. So I taught you everything placed upon my shoulders. And when I could teach no more, I was called home and passed it over. So carry forward, soldier.
Wow. Very profound, beautiful tribute to your dad, and may he rest in peace. I'm sure that gave him some joy to hear from the clouds, and I completely appreciate your humility and vulnerability in expressing that poem. Thank you so much for sharing.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Do not forget, please, for those of you tuned in, you tuned in to the open mic episode of Poetic Soul Talk Show honoring fathers. Please follow Life is Choreo. I think he was the second guest on the show. And please follow him on Instagram to see how talented and gifted he is at life_is_choreo, as in choreography, Choreo. Life is Choreo. You have to tune in on Thursday. It's going to be a big to-do.
I wouldn't miss it for the world. I wouldn't miss it.
Thank you for sharing. Definitely stay tuned in. I'm going to put you on hold for a moment.
Okay.
Okay, one moment. I love the energy this evening on the air, and I meant to say Steve has also been a guest on the show, stunning one. Probably the third or the fourth episode of the Poetic Soul Talk Show. We welcome and embrace new poets, new writers from across the country, and we definitely want to hear your voice. Please feel free to press *1 on the phone line if you're tuned in on the phone to share anecdotes, memories, wisdom, pay homage and tribute to a dad, your dad, any dad that you feel is worthy of mention. You don't necessarily have to spit a poem, but if you would like to, you feel free to do that as well. If you're listening on the chat box, I can't see who's even in the chat box because it is darn Blog Talk Radio, but definitely email the show, poeticsoultalkshow@gmail.com, and I will read your comments, questions on the air this evening. The topic this evening is, should single mothers be wished a happy Father's Day? And that's the question of the evening that I've been asking all of those who have spoken on the air thus far. Please feel free to press *1 on the phone line if you would like to share your answer to that question. Should fathers be honored? Should single mothers be honored and wished a happy Father's Day? That is the question of the evening. At this point in time, there's no one waiting to speak, and I'm hoping, I see that there are plenty of callers. I'm hoping that you all are inspired by this evening's episode and do, wow, the phone lines just lit up. Okay, quite a few callers waiting to speak. I was getting ready to go to a break to update the social networks and tell everyone to please share that we are on the air this evening, but I'm going to pause on that. You can still do that if you'd like and let everyone know they're welcome to call in to share poems, anecdotes, and to answer the question of the evening. So please feel free to do that while I go to the phone line to take our next caller. Greetings, welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
Hey, everybody, it's Lady Poetry calling from Jersey.
Hi, Lady Poetry. How are you this evening?
I'm all right. I'm in between, but I'm hanging in there.
Hanging in there. Thank you so much for calling.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to make a comment about the question you have. I know this is probably going to sound biased, but I do think that that's suitable. I know, you know, I've done it a couple of times in my life, and it's because, you know, dad wasn't there. Mom had to pull the weight. You know, so that's pretty much it. And if he wasn't there, I mean, I couldn't call him and wish him a happy Father's Day, you know. So
right.
It went to her. And, I mean, I understand men are feeling some type of way, but I really believe that's because nowadays I'm starting to notice that a lot of men are being more you know, in the children's life these days. But I think that when we were growing up in our era, for some reason, you know, there were a lot of absent fathers for whatever reason, you know.
Right.
But I think now I've noticed that everybody that I know that has children is completely active in their children's lives, and I think that's wonderful. But for those who have not been, you know, I do see why people do it, because I've done it. I've bought my mother gifts on Father's Day, just like
mm-hmm.
Mother's Day. And I don't think I'll ever stop it. I don't think it's no disrespect to any other man. It's just a punch in the face to my father because he wasn't there. You know,
right.
It's not taking shots at any other gentleman, no other man. So, yeah, I definitely think that we should, and I will continue to do so.
You know, and I appreciate you sharing your answer. I am mm-hmm. torn when it comes to this question. You know, there were spurts when my dad wasn't around at all. And, mm-hmm. you know, towards his later years and prior to him passing, he was there all the time. And mm-hmm. I knew him well. But I don't mm-hmm. say Happy Father's Day to my mother. I don't mm-hmm. purchase cards that say, you know, dear mother, Happy Father's Day. But mm-hmm. I will buy her a gift on Father's Day. And
mm-hmm.
I won't say Happy Father's Day. It's like I feel like I'm dishonoring my dad's life by doing that, although mm-hmm. he wasn't as present as I wished he had been. And, of course, mm-hmm. the more prevalent memories, especially mm-hmm. during difficult times, was my mother was there and he was not. So
mm-hmm.
I'm torn. I don't know about the whole Happy Father's Day thing.
Mm-hmm.
or card, or but I will definitely buy her a gift and say, you know,
mm-hmm.
I love you, Mom, and thank you for everything, and
mm-hmm.
and call it that at a day. I kind of, mm-hmm. I can understand both sides of the fence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I totally get that. I mean, you know, we all have our differences and everything, and I totally respect where you're coming from, too. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, I guess it's just different because we all know our own personal history. We all know what we've been through. We all know our personal stories, you know, and I think that just for me, it goes a little deeper because, you know, I can remember things, you know, from a
right.
little girl. And these are just things that just horrified me. So I think it's my way of just saying, you know, I mean, and don't get me wrong, do I love my father? Of course. Of course I love him, but I don't have that relationship with him. Let me say that. So, you know, it's always pretty much been mom for the most part, you know, and with that regard, I guess that's just what I'm going to stick to, but it's just a lot of bad memories attached to that, and I'm not, this is not psychology, so I'm not trying to go there, but,
right, right.
you know, I just wanted to share that, to, you know, just kind of let you know why I do that, you know, that's it.
Well, I don't think that there is a right or a wrong answer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very curious to see and hear, you know, what the public's opinion is and the different reasons why they have those
mm-hmm.
opinions. So I'm definitely grateful that you called in this evening to answer
mm-hmm.
that question,
mm-hmm.
considering three men have answered the question already. You're the
mm-hmm.
first female of the hour, first woman
mm-hmm.
to
mm-hmm.
address that. And I think that also may make a little bit of a difference in terms of the answer to the question. But no less,
mm-hmm.
very grateful that you called in, and thank you to remain tuned in to the rest of
yeah.
the episode. And I know you're going to definitely be on the Poetic Soul Talk Show on Thursday evening. Shout out to She_Is_LadyPoetry on Instagram. Definitely, you know, the OGs of the show are calling in this evening, not to take anything away from the newbies to the community, because we're all one regardless of how long we've been here, but definitely a supporter of the show from the first day, and it's a year later. So I'm very grateful for those of us who've been here since the very beginning. I had to personally tell you thank you. Make sure you'll be back on Thursday.
Absolutely. I'll be here. You know it forever. So it's done.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes,
hold
yes,
on
yes.
one moment, Lady Poetry.
Yes, yes,
okay. Representing New Jersey in the house. We're getting ready to go to the next caller. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
This is You speaking to Chemist, new state of mind, calling from Cincinnati.
Hey, Chemist from Cincinnati. How are you this evening?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
I'm great. Happy belated Father's Day to you.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. So, you know the million-dollar question, but just for those new people tuning in the last few minutes of the episode, the question of the evening is, should single mothers be wished a happy Father's Day? We're just polling people. There is no right or wrong answer to the question. How do you feel about it, Chemist?
I feel that Father's Day is a day for fathers, and Mother's Day is a day for mothers. I understand that mothers have to play both parts and both roles. For me personally, all this time I've never told my mom happy Father's Day or purchased her anything either on Father's Day. But mm-hmm. I feel that this is a day for dads. I mean, that's how I feel about it. I'm not saying that people are wrong for doing so, but
right.
A man, a father needs his moment just like the mother needs her moment, just that extra special moment. That's how I feel.
Okay, so let me just take it a step further with you because you just sparked a question in my mind, and I'm only asking mm-hmm. for digging curiosity purposes. Of course, you know, your opinion is always respected. Should fathers mm-hmm. that don't involve themselves in their children's lives in any capacity, you know, for example, I'll just give you a scenario. Let's say, mm-hmm. you know, a father hasn't spoken to his child or children in 2 years. He's in, I don't know, Oregon, and his children are in Florida. Should he be mm-hmm. in Oregon at a Father's Day barbecue with people giving him pounds and hot dogs and hamburgers saying Happy Father's Day?
you know, why did you have to ask me this question? Why does this question like this have to come to me? Like, why?
I'll go back to the others.
I'm not going to go in like that because I don't want to go in like that, but I'm just going to say like this. A father.
Because I'm going to go, and before you say anything, I'm going to go
okay,
back to the phone lines and ask the other people the same question. But you said, you know, fathers deserve their credit, and yes, they do. I definitely agree 1,000%. But if a father's not acting as a father, should a father still be wished a happy Father's Day? Because he is,
no.
Technically, he is a father. I mean, he has children.
Technically, he is a father in his mind, technically. But if you're not there with your kid, handling your business, you don't deserve that. I mean, you birthed someone, but that's just like when you spoke on stepfathers. A stepfather is a real man. He steps mm-hmm. in, not to discredit, because I married into a family. And
mm-hmm.
for all the stepfathers, I don't say stepfather. These are my kids.
Right.
I don't say that because I've been through a lot, and I love my kids. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I got to salute those guys that actually step in, you know what I'm saying, because it takes someone special to step in. And do
absolutely
what that other person can't do. And another thing I want to say is from a man to all the brothers out there, I salute you because I know the struggles and I know how hard it is when you're doing what you need to do, but sometimes it feels like it's overlooked or it's not good enough. And I don't think it's enough brothers telling brothers, like, man, look, you're doing your thing. You're doing a good job. I tell all my cousins that have kids, like, hey, happy Father's Day to you. Hey, you know, keep your head up, keep moving, keep pushing on. You know, I like to see that because it's so easy to just be like, no, you know what, I'm not doing it. But it takes something special, someone special to stick in there and handle their business.
I agree on both notes. I agree on the role of a stepfather, which, as I said, the step word is like, you know,
right.
if I'm yours, I'm yours. I may not be
right.
yours in bloodline, but if you take care of me, I'm yours. And so, yes,
right.
absolutely. One. And two, the male camaraderie and the males bonding with one another and That's why I gave you the scenario of the cookout, you know, the barbecue, and, you know, should you be slapping fives with and giving daps to fathers?
You don't get no high fives, man. You don't, because if you're not going to uphold the duty, man, you're not getting a high five, man. I don't like to see people slanting like that, and they not handling their business, and they know it, but, you know, I mean. And two, one more thing, it can be done without a father. You still can raise kids. It can be done. It's a little harder, but it still can be done.
I am so, being a teacher, and y'all are tuned into the open mic episode of Saluting Fathers this evening. Y'all are also welcome to join in the conversation. Press star one if you're listening on the phone line. We're kicking it with Kimmis right now, who was a guest on the show 2 weeks ago as Power of Poetry, and also has an Instagram page and a website, new spelled NU underscore, no, is it NU State of Mind on Instagram, and newstateofmind.com is his website. Definitely go check him out. I'm digging into his head right now because I know intellectually, you know, this is what the Poetic Soul Talk Show is pretty much all about, these questions that we wonder about. But I definitely feel like the whole role of fathers is underrated. I think that there would be a lot less issues in the world if there were more fathers willing to be hands-on. And I'm not just talking about biological fathers. I'm talking about men in general. You know, daughters need their fathers for different reasons. Sons need their fathers for different reasons. And that's why I'm kind of scared to say, not scared, but a little on the fence about wishing my mother a happy Father's Day. You know, hands down, she was the best mom she could be. But there were things that I felt growing up I missed because she was not a man or a father. And, you know, I had this conversation with my dad, thank God, before he passed away, and I came to understand a lot more. But it was like, you know, you're doing all you can, and I appreciate it, but you're still not daddy. You know, and you're still not. Mm-hmm. You can't be. It's not possible for you to be. I don't want to go beyond that point, but I definitely salute y'all, fathers, stepfathers, uncles. My uncle was very much a part of my life growing up. You know, cousins, teachers, professors that I met, people I worked with, all of these older men who just gave me wisdom that a woman couldn't give me because it wasn't her experience. So, shout out to y'all. Do you have a poem to share with us this evening? Because, you know, we start kicking it, and we'll be here talking for the next 20 minutes.
I know. I got one more thing to say. I promise. I'm so sorry. But since the fact that you are a teacher, one more thing I do notice. My kids just now going to the seventh grade. They're twin boys. They going to the seventh grade. Really creative, too. Very, very creative. But anyway, I've noticed that when we have conferences, we go and have conferences, teachers are shocked to see me and my wife come in there together. They're so used to, seeing a mother. The way that they play it as if, I'm gonna save it for later. Maybe on a DM you can open it up, but I don't want to spoil the moment. But it's some things that I noticed. But they so surprised to see me and my wife together as a family come in there. And also, people also discredit the fact that you're a family. Like, to see a black family together, it's like, I don't know, like a diamond in the rough kind of thing. Like, you know, they'd be looking like, for real? Like, for real? But that's another topic. Happy Father's Day to everybody.
I agree. That's kind of like a tragedy, in my opinion, but I know that that's a fact. It's like a sad fact. But, yes, we're definitely kick it about that more off the air, and definitely waiting for and looking forward to hearing what it is you're going to share with us this evening in the poetic form.
I don't have anything poetic. I just wanted to be intellectual. I got something poetic maybe Thursday for you. But I just wanted to get that off my chest and just tell the brothers Happy Father's Day, and the mothers too, Happy Father's Day.
Oh, okay now. Look, you're expanding over there. You're enlightening the whole airwave over there in Cincinnati.
Happy Father's Day, everybody.
Thank you so much. Happy Father's Day
you're
to
welcome.
You too, Kimmis. looking forward to hearing what you will have to share on Thursday evening.
Okay. All right.
Hold on. Stay tuned. We do have another caller. We're going to the phone line. I just wanted to shout out real quick. We got a little more than 6 minutes left. If you all are able to or willing to or want to speak on the air, now is the time to press *1 so you can go into the queue. Also, please do not forget that this Thursday we'll be celebrating a year on the air with an hour and a half open mic episode with anyone and everyone saying and sharing whatever they would like to in lieu of writing and poetry. So please tune in 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for that episode. I'm going to the phone lines. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
Hey, Dee Dee. This is Untamed calling from Georgia.
Hi, Untamed. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm hanging in there. I can't complain at all. I got 4 days left till vacation. I'm just counting down the minutes. I'm so glad that
you
called in, though. Yes, ma'am. You're welcome. Yes.
I just want to get in on the conversation. First, I want to say Happy Father's Day to all of the fathers who are listening. And I guess I have an interesting perspective as a female on the topic because I've kind of been in a lot of different situations. I'm not that close with my dad. We have a relationship, but we're not that close. And
right.
I was a single mother until my oldest daughter was 3 years old. And
wow.
I've been married for 15 years. And my
right.
husband is an excellent father and was an excellent stepfather. So
right.
I have three different perspectives.
You have a
diverse experience.
Yes,
I have a very diverse perspective and experience when it comes to fatherhood. And in that respect, I don't feel like, mothers should be honored on Father's Day, only because I see my husband, and I look at him as a father, and I see the influence and everything that's taken for granted or maybe not seen because we don't have enough of it. Because
right.
the things that he's able to provide for my children, life-wise and by being there and being the type of man that he is, I didn't have that, and I'm just like, I sit in awe, and I look at my kids, and I'm like, you don't know how valuable this is. He didn't even have it. He just made a
right.
conscious decision to say, I'm going to be that man, that father that my kids need, that I wanted in my life.
Right.
And, my mom, she was my mom and dad for the majority of my life, and I love my mom. But, it's like Mother's Day is for Mother's Day and Father's Day is for Father's Day. And I have that opinion based off of so many different perspectives, Like I said,
right.
I have three of them. And it's just, I feel like at times we can get so caught up into the moment that we don't realize that even the smallest things like that can do damage. Because you look at little boys and you're trying to teach them stand up, be a man, this is what you're supposed to do. But then on the other end, we have so much focus on, well, let's honor the mothers on Father's Day. And it kind of
right.
takes the wind out of, to me, it takes the wind out of them actually appreciating that moment.
Right.
And then, and they say, well, it's a man's job. Well, it's also a mother's job to be a mother. Any person who births a child, it's their responsibility to be a parent.
You know,
whether you're a mother or a father, it's your responsibility to be a parent. That's what you're responsible for. So honor the mothers on Mother's Day and honor the fathers on Father's Day because we have a lot of deadbeat moms out there.
Yeah, girl, you just took the words right out of my mouth, and I was getting ready to say, I know that this is not the Mother's Day episode, but no, mothers should not be getting flowers turning up when their kids at home with homework undone and sick and not feeling
exactly.
well. You're giving the kids Benadryl so you could go to the club real quick. Don't get me
exactly.
started. You are absolutely right.
You got mothers. The only thing you can show your daughter is how to twerk. They don't know their
right.
ABCs, but they know how to pop their booty. You know what I'm saying? You know,
yes.
You bring in men in and out of the house or something like that, and you thinking it's cool. You got a lot of stuff going on, even like you said. You're going out. You got on Louis Vuittons, and your child don't even have nothing but some dirty flip flops on their feet.
You
got 22-inch weave, and your child's head is nasty.
Girl,
oh, man.
You better stop. And you.
Yep. I'm just saying, you know, it is, and it is a lot of trifling deaths. I actually have found a funny e-card about it, and it said, "Happy Father's Day to the real dads. Sit down, you deadbeat fathers. We'll celebrate you on Father's Day." So,
I didn't see that card.
They got a holiday. Deadbeat moms and deadbeat dads have April Fool's Day, so that's what we're gonna celebrate no more.
That's the fact, and I appreciate you calling in and sharing that, because I was going to bring it up, and then I was like, nah, but obviously it was meant and fate for it to be mentioned. There are deadbeat moms like deadbeat dads, and we don't want to pay any of them any attention, like you said, till April 1st. And you know what? I think I'm going to put that in my calendar book for April 1st of 2016. Let's talk about the deadbeats on that day. But thank you so much for those of y'all that are tuned in. Author Untamed has released a new book. You can follow her on Instagram at author_untamed, or is it Author Untamed without the underscore?
Author Untamed without the underscore.
Author Untamed on Instagram, Facebook. You could catch her Never No More series, as well as her book of poetry. She was also a guest on two prior episodes of the Poetic Soul Talk Show. She has a book of poetry called This Side of Heaven. You really have to check her out. Very inspirational and dope poet and person, and a comedian, as you all can see. So hopefully, Author Untamed, you'll be able to tune in from Georgia to the episode this coming Thursday, because we'll be celebrating a year and spit some poetry, even if it's from This Side of Heaven, so that, you know, we can spark the fire again for that book to be promoted in addition to the other four books you have.
All right, sure will.
Thank you so much for calling in. Hold on one moment. I love this episode. This is ripped past time, but I have to get to this caller, and I'm hoping everyone tunes in just a few more minutes. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Dee Dee. This is Heather calling from South Jersey.
Hey, Heather from Jersey, also known as Snuggles F93 on Instagram. How are you this evening?
I'm great. I'm just tuning in probably like 10, 15 minutes in, so I missed the majority, but I'll go back later and, you know, listen again. But
definitely. Mm-hmm.
I had a quick little poem that I had wrote, and as I thought about my relationship with my dad, just something small and sweet.
Wow.
As I thought back to
that would be a beautiful way to close the show. We're going to close the show after Heather reads her poem, but definitely tune in to Thursday evening's episode for those of y'all that are still tuned in. And thank you all for calling in to share your stories, your answers to the questions, and your poetry. And definitely stay tuned, because Heather will also be a guest interviewed on a future episode, an episode that will be in the makes very soon. Thank you, too, Heather, for calling in. I'm going to let you read it. You're going to be the one to close out the show. After you read, I'm going to end the episode, but there are callers listening, and you as well as those who are still tuned in. If you did not hear the episode from the very beginning, please tune in to blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife. Two being the number two, to hear the episode from beginning to end. We started off and have heard beautiful poetry throughout. We're going to pay Heather some attention as she says this beautiful poem, and we will be talking again on Thursday evening at 9 p.m. Whenever you're ready, Heather, we're listening.
Okay. Fishing Rod, 1980. Many different lengths and hues, neatly assembled in the corner of the dining room. She ignored them. He adored them. And so did I. it was the only time Big Brother's illness gave me joy. Always available for the time they'd get some use, which was often 3-4 times a week, maybe, depending on Mother Nature's desire to be kind. I still continued my prayer. Please, God, keep the rain at bay, far, far away for my time to play with Daddy. I had to prepare my mind for the great escape and be the Girl Scout I never was. The careful, strategic placement of the dream wands into the vehicle caused cardiac elevation of great magnitude. But I learned to wear the mask because hanging out on large rocks with trash talk and beer drinking men was not made for little girls like me. She often said, act like a lady. We'd ascend the jetty in search of what the sea chose to offer, sometimes many, other times few. I could care less. It was time well spent with you. I long for the lessons you taught me in astronomy, teaching me your interpretation of strong women, telling me stories of queens resembling moons. She shines bright and makes subtle changes, which rules the actions of the sea. Graceful in all her ways, yet still powerful and mighty. Nations are forever in awe of her beauty.
Beautiful. Beautiful piece. Unfortunately, her call dropped. We're going to end it there and have Heather finish off her piece, hopefully, on this Thursday evening's episode, celebrating 1-year anniversary. Thank you all. Happy Father's Day to all you dads. And hopefully we'll be speaking to one another very soon. Have a beautiful evening.